Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition, 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up next Saturday at the Rookwood Joseph Beth Booksellers, The Road Out, A Teacher's Odyssey in Poor America, a book from Deborah Hicks, who's on the phone with me this morning to give you a bit of a preview of her visit and her, I guess you would call it a memoir that looks at underprivileged American white girls and education. Good morning, Deborah, and welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you grew up in a small Appalachian town, and it seems that when you went to college and had a position, you decided to help other young Appalachian women. Was it because of your experience that you decided to turn to this group of girls that you note in The Road Out and try to forge a path for them?
Exactly. I grew up in a small Appalachian town, and I was a first-generation college student myself. I went to college at the age of 17 with very little experience and knew nothing about college, and it was a real struggle for me to even get there. And so when I got through college, I decided that I wanted to be an educator. And because of my background growing up in Appalachia, it was natural for me to want to work with other Appalachian people, Appalachian girls, girls who, you know, would have been girls like me, and ended up in, after doing my undergraduate, I ended up doing a doctorate in education and ended up in Cincinnati for a position at the University of Cincinnati in the education department there. And decided, I heard about this Cincinnati neighborhood that was actually an Appalachian neighborhood in Cincinnati, Lower Price Hill, and decided that I wanted to teach there. So that was the beginnings of my working with the girls in Cincinnati.
Well, you talk about a group of girls here, what, six or seven along the way. How did you gather them together initially? I mean, it's not, as I read the book, you introduce us to each of these characters, and they are quite heartwarming characters. But how did you gather them together for that first initial meeting of this Girls Literary Society, if you will?
Well, it was a literature class, and what happened was I had volunteered as a reading teacher in the local elementary school there in Lower Price Hill, which at that time was a pre-K to 6 school. And the folks there very graciously invited me to volunteer as a reading teacher. And I began teaching in a second grade classroom alongside this really wonderful, very warm second grade teacher in summer school, actually. And I met some of the girls who I would end up teaching in a special literature class. I met them in second grade when they were only 8 years old. And I followed these same girls in the third grade, where I also volunteered as a reading teacher. And then about midway through third grade, I turned to some of the girls and said, "Hey, would you all like to have your own class? We'll meet after school and we'll read books that might be interesting for girls to read, and we'll talk about books and do some creative writing and just talk about things that girls, you know, like to talk about just among girls." And a group of girls, which ended up being 7, said, "Yeah, we'll give this a try." So we began meeting in third grade and ended up staying together as a class for 4 years.
And this book, The Road Out, A Teacher's Odyssey in Poor America, tracks your time with these girls then and when you came back to visit them as well. Some years later when they turned 16, and the stories that they tell when you see what is happening probably 3/4 of a mile from the studio I'm sitting in right now, how these kids are living in poverty and the trials and tribulations that they're facing is just amazing.
Yeah, it really was astonishing to me as a teacher one of the things about our class was that it was a very small, intimate class, and it was just girls, so we were able to talk about things very openly and honestly. And after about a year of having our special class together, the 7 girls really began opening up and sharing their stories with me, and their stories were pretty amazing and pretty in some cases, very troubling and disturbing. But I was also amazed by their resilience and their strong desire to have a better life for themselves.
And that was one thing that these girls did, despite the the environment they lived in, the challenges they faced, you know, each and every day. They did have that resiliency and that hope for the future, it seemed, despite the conditions right outside their door.
Yeah, they had amazing hope for their future, and they were really expecting to, you know, they very much wanted to get an education, they wanted to finish school, and they had big dreams, just like me as a girl. I had a lot of dreams too, and they had very big dreams for their lives.
It seems though, as well, you wanted this little class about literature, but then you found out one of the instigators in your group, Blair, loved to read Stephen King, and was a different form of reading that they were interested in than you thought they should be interested in, right?
Yeah, it was a really interesting thing for me as a teacher, because I am absolutely not a horror fiction fan. It's something that I never read, even growing up, and I hadn't, before I taught the class, I had not been a Stephen King fan at all, but it turns out, and Blair was one of the girls who was really into Stephen King. Turns out she began reading Stephen King when she was only 9 years old. And at that point, she was reading a 420-page Stephen King novel called Rose Matter.
At not 9 years old.
9 years old. She was a precocious reader, a gifted reader. And a lot of my students, a lot of the seven girls, were also watching Stephen King films on television and just really into the horror fiction genre, and it was something that totally surprised me. And at first, for the first year, I pretty much resisted the whole idea of, you know, I am not going to be a teacher working with these young girls and working with Stephen King and other kinds of, you know, horror stories. But it turns out that's all they wanted to read. And I finally realized that if I'm going to really reach my students, I have to start where they are. And their big passion was ghost stories and, you know, horror stories and stuff. So I did a lot of research. I found some what I thought were pretty interesting ghost stories and began working with those. And that seemed to change the dynamic of the class. And the girls began to really trust me a lot more. And we had a much better class after that.
Well, as Dorothy Allison, the author of Bastard Out of Carolina, notes on the cover of your book, you know, The Road Out is a terrible, wonderful read, terrible for the hard, painful lives it shows so closely, and wonderful for the sense of hope and purpose that comes through. And that was, I was curious why you decided to share these stories, because it is a terrible story at the same time. There's hope there, but there's also a realization that not everybody's going to make it either.
Yeah, I mean, it has elements, obviously, of sadness and even tragedy when you see some of the girls losing their moms to a particular drug problem that had cropped up in the neighborhood at that time. And it is definitely has elements of deep sadness and loss and, you know, even despair. But I wanted to share the girls' stories and my own story because I feel like in America, poverty is still invisible. But I would say that white poverty and Appalachian poverty is even more invisible. And I wanted to make these very amazing and wonderful lives more visible and make people aware of what these girls were living through, and also aware that in spite of what they were living through, they still are girls with dreams, and they still deserve a chance at the American dream.
Well, you talk about coming back to see them when they turn 16, checking up on them. Coming back to Cincinnati, will you see some of them when you visit Joseph Beth next weekend?
Absolutely. Yeah, we stay in touch through text messaging and Facebook and any kind of 21st century method, and we're still very much in touch. And, in fact, some of the girls have elected to join me for the reading at Joe Beth, and that'll be very special. They want to come out and be part of this. They see the book as a collaborative effort, and they are very excited about the book coming out. They've been a part of it from the very start, obviously, and some of them will be there right with me, sharing in the moment and talking about their lives. So it'll be a very special event.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you for taking time to talk with me this morning.
Oh, thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Deborah Hicks, the author of The Road Out, A Teacher's Odyssey in Poor America, talking about her work here in Cincinnati with young Appalachian girls. You can meet Deborah and maybe some of the girls as well and learn more about the book, The Road Out, at Joseph Beth Booksellers next Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the Rookwood location. You can learn more about that at our website, wvxu.org, and learn more about Deborah and the book at our website as well.